Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable, a very special mini episode of aforementioned show. So, there hasn't been anything for a while. I just want to put a little something in here. On the last episode, On the last episode, Tiss educated me and Beef about... this is Bob Shroy, by the way. Educated me and Beef about crystals, and everyone really enjoyed that episode, and I said on that episode that I will go and buy a crystal. Well, it's been about a month since we recorded that, and I finally realised, yeah, I should go and buy a crystal. So I'm on my way into town at the moment, the town of Leighton Buzzard, and I think there's a shop that sells crystals there, so I'm going to go and visit it and possibly see which one calls to me, because as Tiss said, they choose you. I'm not going to choose the crystal, it's going to choose me. So, heading in there now, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's my chauffeur.
It's the anti-Pokemon collectible.
What?
I choose you.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Okay. Sapphire, you choose me. Doesn't work so well, does it? Is sapphire a crystal?
Yeah.
Right. And when
you won't
we did,
we're about to forge sapphire.
Okay. Well, when we did the episode,
you're gonna get like a muddy stone.
Well, when I did the episode, the one that was I was very much drawn to then from well, it was, I say Tiss's collection, it was Lydia's collection, was the quartz, the clear quartz.
Why was that?
I don't know. Felt good. And then Tiss told me it was the Mac Daddy of crystals. So that's why. Always drawn to the classics. So we'll see. Maybe that's the one. Tiss said that's probably going to be the one that calls out to me in the shop, if I've already established a connection with that style.
How are you going to approach this calling out to you like thing? I'll just close my eyes and
get down on my knees, shake a rain stick, whatever else they have in the shop.
Right.
Listen to the whale song.
Smell the incense.
Yeah, all my senses are going to be clogged up. I'm not going to have to make a sensible decision.
Well, maybe that's the point. If your senses are so clogged, the crystal's going to be like calling out to you even more.
Yeah,
it's
got to fight through that extra traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a little bit of a blocked nose today, so the incense. Well, the incense won't be a factor then, I'm hoping. Unless it clears, I come out feeling great.
Maybe being around all those crystals is going to make you feel great anyway.
Yeah. Keen-eared listeners will recognise that voice as Rebecca Chapman.
Hi.
Who's appeared on a few of the eps in the past. And regular voice actor, voice talent on the 5 Minute Folklore podcast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enthusiasm. It's been a wild ride.
I was quite honoured about Rick saying that my Spanish accent was
Anyway, I'll turn back on when we get to the shop, I guess.
Yeah.
If they allow me to record in there. And if not, I'll turn back on when we come out of the shop.
See what you've got.
To talk about my crystal buying experience. So, what episode was crystals? 108? I guess this is episode 108B, crystal shopping.
Yeah, it's like an addendum to the crystals episode.
Yeah. All right. £2 each.
Oh, of course, I
don't
know what I'm looking thinking.
Yeah, I
know
that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm looking, and it smells funny. So there's loads. Like, it says what they do as well.
Yeah, but I think you need to, like,
just feel.
Feel it, yeah.
I don't need to choose it based on what it does, I just need to feel.
Yeah.
See, the thing is as well, now because Tiss has said, like, already said about quartz, I'm like looking at it because I'm like, oh, there it is, there's the one.
Well, just...
But I've just got to, like, have a little ponder. And Tiss said, don't just come in and buy, like, loads.
Mm.
Because then you're just hedging your bets. You get saying, though, like, you want one that feels good in your hand.
Mm. You're going to, like...
I'm just trying to get, like, pick up ones that are jumping out to me, but seeing how I feel. No, and no, I don't want a big one. Do you want a little one to fiddle with while I'm editing?
Mm.
Oh, that's 11 quid. Fiddling.
Mm.
There's a lot more of them than I realised. I feel like you're getting caught up in it, you're looking at some for yourself now.
I don't know how they are, like, maybe nothing's called to me substantially.
Well, if it doesn't call to you particularly, it's not for you, is it?
All the expensive ones are called to me.
All right, that's the realism behind it. It's like, no, I like that one, but then I saw the price.
That one? That was crazy. It was like 15 quid.
Oh.
These ones.
Do you not like these ones?
No, I don't like the sharp ones, isn't it?
I've got one of each.
I might get some onyx.
What sort of onyx is that? Black onyx.
Mm.
Right. Ready?
I think you could get really carried away, couldn't you?
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
There you are.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right, so you got carried away in there as well?
Yeah, I got some too.
Right.
Into me.
Well, do you want to talk about what you picked up first?
I got black onyx.
Black onyx?
Yeah.
And what's that do? Apparently.
Helps with stress.
And what drew you to it?
The texture, I guess.
Because you're an emo edgelord and you wanted the black.
No, I guess, I suppose I picked up two really dark ones, but
yeah.
So I got that one, and then I got the hematite, which is like, looks like metal, sort
yes.
of. It's like really shiny and like dark grey. I just guess the feel of them. Both of them are like stress related.
Yeah. Well,
obviously I need that right now.
So I picked up two.
Yeah.
I got a smooth one and a more jagged one.
Yeah. You got like a shard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was two things that kept coming up with all the ones I was drawn to. Everyone I picked up,
right.
It was one of two things or both things.
Right.
Really? One. Because one of the women giggled when she saw the one I picked up, right?
Yeah.
Come to that in a minute. So one of the first things I kept picking up were all usually to do with anxiety,
right.
Or depression.
Yes.
And then the second point that kept coming up, which is what the woman giggled at,
yeah.
Was about sexual performance.
Oh.
And in particular, the one I ended up going for, I'll just have a look at my picture for the name of it, because that has a funny name. It was smooth and right angled.
Yeah, and it's like really like kind of green colour.
It's greeny yellow. Yeah. It fits nicely between my thumb and forefinger, which is what drew to me, so I can rub it while I'm editing. And that was chrysoprase lemon.
Right.
Pale yellow green mineral with streaks of brown from Australia, said to ease depression and sexual frustration.
Oh.
That was what the other customer was giggling at me picking up.
Right.
She said, "Oh, did you see what it said?" I said, "Yeah, I did. I said I saw that after I picked it up." And that just cemented it.
Oh, really?
So apparently I'm sexually frustrated.
Right.
The other one I got was Amazonite,
right,
which was more jagged,
yeah,
angular, and that's to improve thought.
Ooh.
So can we think?
That's good.
So they're the two I got.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll take a picture of them.
I could have bought way more, I think. Like, it's really addictive.
I'll take a picture of the ones I got and the ones Becca got. I'll put them on the website.
Yeah.
This is the end of the episode. It was just us going Christmas shopping quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe I did record a little bit in the shop, but I don't know how it came out, so maybe I'll put a bit of that in the middle as well.
Mm.
But
nice in there.
For now, if you want to see them pictures of our crystals, for anything else, you can go to the website weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. You can also contact us, support the show, and this and that.
Mm.
You can contact us directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com. On the website, you can also find links to our Twitters, Facebooks, and all the other nonsense.
Weird Tales merch,
all that stuff.
The cool stuff.
It's blowing now, the wind's blowing, they might be getting drowned out.
All the cool stuff.
For people who are wondering what's going on with Weird Tales, there's some potentially exciting things happening at the moment, but it's delaying us a little bit. And Tissy has just moved house to Bristol, which is helpful. So he's a long way away from us now, so we're just trying to work out ways we can record, because we used to record at his house as well, so we need to find a place for me and Beef to record, and also a way to hook up Tiss
remotely that
doesn't sound awful.
Yeah.
So it's coming ahead, it's going to be a little bit more delayed, sorry about that. In the meantime, me and Beef have got some possible episode plans with just me and him and some rotating guests in place of Tiss for a little while. So it's all coming on. We haven't forgot about you. Keep your ears peeled. We haven't forgot about you. We still love you. Until next time. Chris, still next time. Yeah. See you soon. Bye. Sorry, what was you saying?
Do you feel like the bigger pieces of crystals hold like more power or have more like gravitas? Did you hold any really big pieces?
Yeah, I did actually. I held a really big bit of quartz near the end.
Yeah.
And it did feel nice.
Mm.
But it was like £16.
I wonder, yeah, I know. I wonder if like how much of a difference a bigger bit makes.
Don't know. How big's your wallet? Find out. Is that what you wanted to say, the big crystals?
Yeah, well, I mean, because people, like, we got really tiny bits.
Yeah.
And you'll see when we post the photo on the website. I just wondered, like, why people invest in buying, like, the bigger pieces. And some of them are obviously, like, harder to get hold of than others and, like, more expensive or rare or whatever. Because
yeah.
Even one, like, tiny piece that I picked up had, like, I can't remember what it was, something with, like, ruby inside it.
Yeah.
It felt like so. Like, I was definitely drawn to that one, but then I was like, bloody hell, this is like £20 for this tiny little bit.
The lapis lazuli was a bit pricier as well than some of the others.
Yeah, not as pricey as the one.
They were generally £2 a piece, but the lapis lazuli was like £6-8 a piece.
Yeah. More than that, the cheapest bit I saw was like £8.
Alright.
I was drawn to that one. That was nice. But I just wondered, like, if you have like a huge chunk of it, if you've feel the benefits more than a teeny tiny bit.
I think you do.
Interesting.
Right. That's it. Bit of postscript.
Well, you can just insert that in somewhere.
No, it's going at the end.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.